Hi, I'm John Mayfield, the real estate tech guy with another Global Real Estate School podcast. Hey, welcome to the podcast. My name's John Mayfield, the real estate tech guy. This is episode 186. 186, that's correct. Hey, I'm hearing from students who are passing the real estate exam. Heard from several people yesterday who passed the real estate exam, and I just want to give a round of applause for all of those folks. Okay, using my Rodecaster podcasting platform, and I have some sound effects, but again, congratulations. We've heard from a lot of people. And if you're thinking about getting a career in real estate, we'd love for you to check us out at globalrealestateschool.com. So today, I just want to go over a question I was given this week from someone, and they asked me the question about the difference between a straight mortgage and a balloon mortgage. And a straight mortgage, what you have to put in your memory bank and know is that a straight mortgage is interest only, okay? So every payment you make on a straight mortgage is interest only. First loan I ever got right out of college was a straight mortgage. My insurance agent across the street from where I worked had put a Corvette, a 1979 blue Corvette, L82, and I have always wanted a Corvette. And I went over and I talked to Bill, my insurance agent, and I knew he had taken excellent care of this Corvette. And so actually I was still a senior in college. I got my real estate license in 1978 at the age of 18. It's a great gig to have when you are in college. But I was still in college, and I wanted to get this Corvette, but I was afraid of the mortgage payment. You know, the car payment. I'm in real estate, so I always call mortgage payments, right? But I'm worried, I should say. Could I make the payment every month? I'm on commission. I'm in college. I'm 19 years old at that time, and here's a Corvette that I want to purchase. And so I went to my banker friend. My dad said, go talk to Mr. Gordon, or Rolla Gordon, great guy. He ran U.S. Bank, was Mercantile Bank, and then it became U.S. Bank. And before Mercantile Bank, I'm trying to think what they went by. But anyway, Mr. Gordon, great friend of mine. And I went in and I saw Mr. Gordon, and I told him, I said, you know, there's a car I'd really like to buy. It's a Corvette. And I just don't know if I can make the payments or not. You know, I know I can make the payments. Let me back up here. I know I could make the payments, but I'm worried that there might be a month or two when I'm not selling a lot of real estate. I was doing very well as a real estate professional, but at this time in my life, it's like, you know, the early 80s, interest rates are very high. And, but I'm still doing good with real estate. So anyway, Mr. Gordon said to me, well, why don't we just do a term note, also called a straight mortgage? And he said, you just come in and pay on it as you want and pay it off when you get a big commission check. So the very first loan I ever got was a straight loan. It's not a mortgage because it was against a car, but also called a term note or a signature loan. And it was interest only. So I had to make the interest payments every quarter, but I could make any payment I wanted toward the principal amount at any time throughout the quarter. And so a straight note or a straight mortgage could be a signature loan or a term loan. It's just interest only. Where a balloon loan, you're going to actually pay off something toward the principal every month. So let's just say you had a $100,000 loan for 2 years. Now, if it's a straight note or a straight mortgage, $100,000, 2 years, what's the loan balance at the end of 2 years? $100,000. Why? Because you've only paid interest. straight note, straight mortgage, interest only. A balloon loan, you're going to actually reduce the principal, but it balloons, in other words, the entire balance becomes due and payable at the end of 2 years. So the balance on the balloon loan might be $98,932.43. I'm just throwing a number out. Because remember, with a balloon mortgage, you are paying something toward the principal every month. A balloon mortgage is amortized over a length of time, like 20 or 30 years, but it balloons or becomes payable at whatever point the balloon note comes due. Now, we also call a balloon mortgage a partially amortized loan. Same thing, balloon loan, partially amortized loan. So just remember, a straight mortgage, interest only, balloon loan is you're going to pay a little bit off the principal each month, but the remainder of that balance will become due and payable at some point in the future. Well, it was a great Corvette. It was cool to have a Corvette and going to college. And I always told my friends, I'm like, hey, you need to get in real estate. That's, here's the thing. And many of you listening to this, you're preparing to get your real estate license. And just want to remind you that this is a great business. And it doesn't matter what kind of market it is. If you work hard, if you put the time in, if you diligently plant the seeds you need to plant, you're going to do great as a real estate professional. It has offered me some opportunities that I never would have had I not been in the real estate business. So keep studying hard. You're going to do great as a real estate professional. That's my goal. It really is. You know, I love to sell classes, but more importantly, I want to see you pass the test, but my ultimate goal is to see you be successful. And I mean that with every part of what I'm saying to you right now. I want you to be a successful real estate professional, and you can. But you've got to know those definitions because you have to pass the test, right? That's the first point. So straight note, interest only, partially amortized loan, also called a balloon mortgage. It is a little bit coming off the principal, but at some point, the entire loan balance will become due and payable. Wow, I'm looking down. I'm at 7 minutes and 50 seconds, but we've had some fun talking about some of my old experiences getting loans and people that were very, very good to me in my life and helped me out as Mr. Gordon. So I'll dedicate this episode to my good friend, Rolla Gordon, who really helped me in so many ways get started in buying and reselling real estate and so much more. Hey, if you need help passing the real estate exam on the first attempt, be sure and check out My Real Estate Exam Coach and also go to our YouTube channel. You can subscribe there. Check us out at Global Real Estate School. More importantly, go out and make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the podcast for Global Real Estate School. I'm John Mayfield, the Real Estate Tech Guy. Go out and make it a great day.